Well, first, what's your reaction to a game like that? 200 yards, 3 touchdowns, big win for the division.
Crazy. I'm just thankful that I was able to, you know, come out today and give him my all like I do every game. And, you know, I guess the run game was working today. And just thankful that we in the playoffs.
The feeling when you guys were 3-6, if someone had told you then you were going to win 7 in a row and do this, I mean, was there anyone, I mean, you believe it, but not really?
We definitely believed it. I mean, all odds were against us, but, I mean, we had faith in each other, and everyone put itself on the back burner. We became a selfless team, and we put ourselves in a playoff situation. And we was like, every game, we're going to take it one game at a time. We're going to win. We're going to get to the playoffs, and we're here now. We believed in ourselves, even if no one else believed in us.
What was happening that was making the run game so effective?
I'm not really sure. I think they was bringing a lot of pressure, trying to disguise it a little bit, and we was able to find some, you know, creases. And their over-aggressiveness, I used it against them. They were over-pursuing. I was able to find some cutbacks. I mean, it just worked out perfectly.
Did you, with, you know, RG3, it looked like he was kind of hobbling a little bit. Did you feel like you were going to have to kind of carry this team tonight, or did you have to really step up them?
I never felt that way, but I knew in order for us to win, we was going to have to get the ground attack going. So, I mean, like I said, I come out here, you know, give it my all regardless, you know, who's healthy, who's not, who, you know, what's the situation is. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to leave it all on the field, and I did just that. And it just turned out being, you know, my best game thus far. You know, like I said, I'm just thankful that we was able to get in this postseason. We're going to continue to take it one game at a time.
Was it special to get that record? I know you wanted the win, but considering you got the win as well.
It was special. I mean, like, that never really was on my mind about, you know, the record. But, I mean, I don't want to discredit it. It was special. It's an honor, you know, to pass Clint Portis' record. You know, he's a great back. I actually looked up to him. You know, I can guess you can call myself a fan of Clint Portis. And he told me before the game, he said, I want you to break the record. So, I mean, it's just an honor. You know, it's just coming from where I came from, you know, I'm just thankful. And it's a humbling experience. And I'm just, like I said, I'm thankful to be here.
The last couple of games, you really had started slow. The first halves weren't great. Tonight looked like you were going right from the start. Did you get a feeling that it was going to be your night real early?
Yeah, I did. I mean, it's been times that we came out in the first half and our ground attack we got going. In the second half, we took a deal, but you know, we made it our goal not to let that happen this week. We was like, we're gonna go out there. In the first half, we got it going. It was like the second half, we're gonna keep it going. We're not gonna let them slow us down. We gave the wide receivers a break. They've been working hard all year, so we gave them guys a break for the day. So they got to be ready to come postseason.
Alfred. Josh came in for Corey. Can you talk about how he played? I know that you picked up some yards behind him.
Larivas did a great job. I mean, all our rookies, you know, just another rookie stepping up and doing his job. You know, in this league, you always have to be ready for when your number is called. You know, I was ready when mine got called. Larivas was ready when his got called. Like you said, I was able to pick up some yards behind him. You know, although he had a lack of experience, you know, he went out there and handled himself like a pro.
Alfred, you know, we've heard your story all year—the late round pick and the car and all that kind of stuff—and you seem like a pretty humble guy. Chris Cooley just said tonight you became a star. What do you think about? What do you think about that?
I'm never a star. I never be a star. You know, other people may think I'm a star, but I'm just Alfred. I've been the same since, you know, way back when, and I'm not going to change. I'm still going to be the same guy. When I walked in and nobody knew who I am, who I was, you know, and I'm still going to be that guy. I couldn't change even if I tried.
Alfred, what can this team do in the playoffs?
We gonna see. I guess only time will tell. I mean, we have the weapons. We have, you know, the play call, and we have everything it takes to do something special this year. You know, we knew that at the beginning this year, but it all comes down to how bad we want it. You know, how are we gonna go out there and execute? Are we gonna go out there and do what we know how to do and play the type of game that we're capable of playing? That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, Albert, after having a heavy workload night like tonight, you're kind of glad you get that extra 24 hours. You're not gonna have a Saturday game. You got a Sunday afternoon game instead?
I mean, I really don't need extra time. I mean, if we had to play tomorrow, I'd be ready to go. That's just the type of player I am. That's the mindset I have. I'm always ready to go. You know, I think one of the most asked questions is, are you ready? And I look at him like, is that like an insult? I was like, I'm always ready, you know. So, but extra rest, yes, is good. But, I mean, like I said, if we had to play tomorrow, I'd definitely be ready.
I heard you say you're not a star, but you did something tonight nobody else has done. You made Robert Griffin a second banana. You overshadowed him totally.
I don't look at it like that way. I mean, it's a team effort. You know, we all like come out here and do our job. You know, like I said, just tonight was just my night. You know, and I'm just glad. I'm thankful that we're in the playoffs. I mean, it's been forever since we've been here, and you know, I'm just glad to be a part of it. Glad to be contributing to our success.